Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
They have a book out, you know, just, I don't know if you've seen the book that came out.
No.
It's not Capitalism. But it's called Crapitalism.
Oh.
Yeah, it just came out. They're talking about
controversial, huh?
Which could be accurate. I don't know. But they're talking about people who say they're for the common man are actually really just merging with government and making money off the common man. Wow. All parties, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And but I knew that you would kind of relate to that aspect of being an author.
Right.
And the context of that.
What are you trying to say?
That, you know, could be an author. You could be an author in the context of that. Hey. Also, joining us today, speaking of authors, is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, doing good.
We're looking for that book about...
Which one?
The one about how you used to be a rapper. And...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that one. That
no,
one.
It's
oh,
true.
Yes. That one.
They think I'm
yes.
joking.
Oh, yeah,
they
I know.
They think I'm joking.
But yeah, used to be.
Used to be a rapper.
Wow.
And
yeah.
He was really, really... You know, mm-hmm. lyrically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
And
you should be here before the studio.
Man. Right. You got to give that. You got to write
yeah.
that book.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's not the book. That's not the book.
What was your testimony?
Yes. Yes. Not that I was a rapper, though.
Well, he listened.
Really?
He listened to
listened
speaking,
to rap.
Speaking of Lecrae.
Yes.
Man, if you miss this interview, you got to go to the VFN Torch. I have more respect for Lecrae than I've ever had before. I didn't know Lecrae.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I enjoyed some of his music and all that. And this most recent music, movie that he had made, I guess his first movie. I don't know if it's working my religious bone or if it's wrong or something. I don't know. But I'll just leave that to God. But he truly seems to be an authentic,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. believer. And it's a 30-minute interview. Just sit down, let's chat, interview on the VFN Torch. You got to go to VFNTV.com and listen, because you're a husband and a father and somebody who went through, you know, similar. Well, he wrote yeah,
he
the music.
Wrote
you listened
it.
To
I
the
listened
music.
To it. Yeah,
you know.
Big difference. Yeah.
But before he wrote it, he listened to it.
Yeah,
and he said that's what shaped him and molded him. And it wasn't until later on he gave his life to the Lord, and then mm-hmm. you know, God began to shape all that. But it's an amazing man. I think he's like his late most. Anomaly, I think, is his album. Yeah.
Yes. Grammy winner.
Yes,
Grammy
and he's like, is it number one on the top charts of 100, top 100?
Something
yeah,
like that.
Number
yeah,
one
yeah,
on the charts.
I think it's best selling.
Yep. On the number one all the way across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something you know? Happened on iTunes.
That's a scary time when everybody yeah. speaks well of you. You know, Jesus said, when you make the top charts everywhere, this is how they, you know, this is might not be good. I don't know. We need to pray for Lecrae because it seems like a really good.
Well, he's a trailblazer in that industry. I mean, you know, a lot of times. That music that was coming out, rap, and even earlier Christian rap, wasn't what it is today. I mean, it's really meaningful, awesome lyrics that are just, I mean, are resonating with a lot of young people, which is amazing.
And, you know, too, when you hear the interview, you'll understand he's not trying to reach the saved.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to interest, and there's some terminologies that we use that immediately puts a person who doesn't know the Lord, either like you're speaking down to them or you're... you know, you're being religious and all these different things that may turn them off. But what if you could say something that draws their attention? That's what Jesus did. He said, you know, what about these weeds, these rocks? Suffer not the child to come. I mean, he would talk about these things. And once I heard the interview, I just got a deeper kind of understanding that he's not trying to please men.
No.
He's not trying to please religion. But it appears he's really just trying to live a life where he's pleasing to the Lord. And it's pretty down to earth. I mean, he's done really well. And, but I haven't heard. I heard one particular song on the album. I have the album, and but I'm looking forward to listening to it. But just hearing his interview makes you want to go to VFNTV.com, go to the Torch, and you can watch the entire interview right there on the Torch. We want to talk about today. I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also, our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program, or you're saying, I wish I would have got that, or I would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there.
Mm-hmm.
And every single week, you're going to get a a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for The Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know. Because what we're going to talk about today is how important this moment is, with understanding and keeping aware of what's going on. Because Jesus said, watch and pray that you don't fall. Watch and pray that you don't fall, which means you can pray and fall, which means you can watch and fall. But if you watch and pray, you might not fall. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You have a greater chance of not falling. And what we're seeing God do with us as we're watching what he says to us and what we're seeing take place, and then what we reveal to you, what he reveals to us, what we share with you, what he shared with others. And when you put that all together, it's like VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is a watchman on the wall. You know what I'm saying? So you can actually listen and watch VFN TV and enjoy the conversation. We try to be as normal as we can. And I'm sure looking at us gives you great hope.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah. Of course, you're getting better shape. I mean, if you would be like John, people get more hopeful.
That's right.
Is that right? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, so we together we can keep a watch, but we can't pray for you. I mean, we can't pray for you, but you can't pray in your place. Mm. And so that's what we talk about: abiding. You know, if you listen continually to VFN TV Daily Radio Program, make it part of your daily life, and understand that you're gonna be aware. You're gonna know what's going on in the enough of what's going on to be able to stay alert, to be on watch. And if you're abiding, go to iabide.org. If you're not, we've got a simple plan for you. It's right there available for you. That you do those two things. And this is what Jesus said: if you watch and pray, you won't fall. But understand, you can watch all you want to, all the newscast, all the information, all the prophecies, you know, all those little series you can buy and stuff. Yeah. Watch. But if you don't pray, you're going to fall. Mm. Or you can pray while your head's buried in the sand of denial of what's happening all around you. And in your last prayer before you fall and go to heaven, because it all kind of crashes in on you, that you're going to realize you should have watched and prayed. Mm-hmm. Watched and prayed. And so joining with us and us with you, we want to be that encouraging voice. We want to be like, oh, you know, that's Pat, you know, that's Greg, that's John, you know, that's Steve, right? Mm-hmm. And that's duct tape. And hearing our voices, that it's important because insanity is taking place. And it's not that we're sane, but we love Jesus, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, we love Jesus, and we're willing to lose anything for him.
That's right.
And so that's what you want to be around, is people that that they really are in love with Jesus. Obviously not perfect. Read about it at meetmyfather.org. But I was just talking, and some of the things we're going to talk about in just a moment, and we'll share with you in our next two programs actually coming up, is there's people, they're going to church every single day. They're preachers, they're teachers, they're worship leaders, they're singers, they're, you know, Sunday school teachers, they're very religious, and they're doing this, you know, they're just in this rut. They're just doing the same thing over and over again. If you look at the distance, like, oh, those are Christians. And you know, I'm saying they're not. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean they know what's going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you heard the warning, you'll hear the warning today, I mean, from a pastor, John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence, you think about, it's like an urgency needs to take place, and it's like nobody's warning anybody. But you can only warn them. I mean, if you don't know there's an intersection ahead, the assumption is everybody who's in ministry, everybody who says they know Jesus, knows there's a four-way stop sign ahead. Mm. And the truth is that you only know that if you are a believer and you're walking with God.
That's right.
And if you're not walking with God, you know, you're not hearing his voice, you don't know. So you can't warn somebody about something you don't know exists. But you can't act, since we're all in the same family, we're all following Jesus Christ, those that have made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, you know, get close to those who hear. Right. And we can all benefit from hearing the things of going like, there's a four-way stop sign ahead and we're driving at 300 miles an hour.
Right.
And it looks like there's a lot of drivers right now and they have no problem the crash that's coming ahead of us. And that's watching Mm-hmm. Then we pray. We go, dear Lord, prevent this crash coming. Forget the, you know, help us, forgive us, and those different things we talk about. Speaking of that, in Washington, D.C., there was 100 churches reportedly by CBN, you know, that got together to pray just yesterday, I believe, at least within the last couple of days, within the last week. And they're praying this, some of their prayers, you know, they're praying, Lord, we pray that this print would be bigger so I could read it. Lord, we pray that you would radically change our thoughts, our words, and our actions to be your thoughts, your words, and your actions. This is one lady. Another lady prays, forgive the fear and the lack of courage. Mm. Forgive the fear and the lack of courage, the worry that keeps our lips closed. Another woman prayed in the group, is one of the reporters are talking about. And those are like accurate prayers, you know, because if our thoughts are God's thoughts, we're not worried about anything. That's He's right. creator of the universe. But if our thoughts are not His thoughts, and we're very finite, we're very limited. You know, you may be really, you know, highly intellectual and got, you know, degrees that you're dying by degrees on your wall, as Brother Ken Summerall used to say, that, you know, knowledge puffs up. You can have confidence in that. But reality is today, every man's wisdom is crashing and burning because nothing's moving in wisdom. And there was a day that wisdom still prevailed, even though, you know, there was light and dark going. But today it's just like ignorer and ignorer, as that country preacher said. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to talk about today's program. You know, you'll be hearing today, and also catch our next program as well. We'll be talking about this, that, you know, the stock market's dropped over 200 points. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about the 6-minute warning and different things going on prophetically about that. You know, ISIL has already pushed their way now into that northern town in Syria on the border of Turkey. They're halfway through that Kurdish town as we're speaking. That, you know, Rice, the national security advisor, went out as a loyal soldier for the current administration and took the front line again of something that is amazingly contradictory to all logic, wisdom, and military advisors. And she's saying everything's fine, the campaign's unfolding, it'll take time. Why the generals are saying the opposite of all that, saying, talking about the Middle East. Wow. And but we've had fried rice before, so we know. You know what I'm saying? We've had fried rice before. But it is amazing if you watch that and you just go like, wow, man, she's a soldier. Yeah. That reminds me of when Saddam was going down. And his advisor came up, his rice came up, and bombs are blowing up all over Iran. Remember,
Iraq.
And and the guy's going, everything's fine, everything's going. It was almost like the president in 1929 in America. Right. You know, everything's fine, everything's okay, and his whole nation's being. And you know, so you have Benghazi blowing up, and Miss Rice comes on every station possible and says, you know, that it was VeggieTales video.
It was a movie.
It was a VeggieTales. Yeah. The VeggieTales, they had like this hat on or something, and we're going to put the director of this movie in jail. And today, you know, in the midst of all these different things, she's out again. And what's so interesting to me is how we're so dark right now in our understanding in America. People don't even care that's what's going on. And that it's the opposite of what she's saying. And it makes me think of this, and we'll talk about more about this when we go back with the break, but, you know, understand in the Middle East, two nations that you're not hearing from the most that's kind of boldly standing up is Iran and Turkey. It's like, why aren't they going through these springs? And why didn't we respond to the Green Party? And it makes me think about not just fried rice, but it makes me think about Valerie Jarrett, because she said, which is the president and the first lady's best friend. And I think it's Valerie and Rice. I think it's Valerie and Rice that, you know, whatever's behind that, because, you know, Valerie says, it's my job on CBS News. It's my job to go around Congress. I mean, she openly said it. And again, we're so darkened in our understanding. When somebody says it's their job to go around Congress, Congress is your personal representative that you sent there to stand up for you while you're at work. So if she goes around Congress, and which is the president all going around Congress, they're going around you. But our understanding is so dark, and we don't realize when she says, that's my job, you know, and as in the background, she has a little picture of herself and, you know, three or four men bowing down to her. We have that available to you on the VFN Torch. But I think that's what's going on. But what really now is things are escalating, and we're seeing Iran bowed down to, and we're seeing Iran lifted up, and we're seeing Iran, you know, the idea of Iran getting nuclear weapons. We're seeing the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, say our biggest concern is not just ISIS, but it's Iran getting nuclear weapons. And we're seeing our president not respond to the Green Party. And we're seeing, you know, let's have talks with, our Secretary of State and
Secretary Kerry.
And then God speaking prophetic is like, oh my goodness, that's right. Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran.
Hmm.
The best friend of our president and his wife, who says this is what she says. We have this for you. In an interview on C-SPAN, that she and Michelle were friends, and they saw her soon-to-be husband, Barack, and they realized that he would listen to his wife, and he's the one.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one, and began this journey. And now behind the scenes, with arms crossed, in the sleeping quarters, at the dinner, watching movies together every night, in the back of every policy-making situation, in the back of every room, this Iranian-born lady, which, you know, you can be Iranian born, but the thing about it, but we're seeing Iran favored in this whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and we're seeing Israel not favored. My goodness, what's going on? More, we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
What the Holy Spirit said. He said, I have many ministers and they are speaking on my behalf. But he said, what's missing is the urgency of their voice. These mega churches are really cognizant not to offend people. And they're really careful when they get up and preach to people that everybody leaves out there feeling really good. Preachers refuse to preach on the coming of Jesus Christ. Where's the urgency? I have never seen America in the place where we are right now. If you think that all the persecution is going to remain in Iraq against the Christians, you better think again. It's already coming into this country right now. If we don't tell people what they need to hear, God's going to hold us accountable and their blood will be on our hands. Whenever we preach, we've got to preach with an urgency in our voice that we need to be right with God if anything should happen to us. There's things right now in motion that may change our nation almost overnight. And for me to stand here and act like everything's all right, I can't do that. The politicians in Washington may can do that and lead you to believe that everything's going to be okay. But in the house of God, there's got to arise a siren that says, blast, 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 attention, attention, attention. Things are changing and they're changing quickly. We've got to have preachers in the pulpit that will say, watch out, warning, warning, red light, warning. People know something's going on in the Middle East. They know something's going on in Iraq, in Iran, in Damascus. They know about Iran. And people that's not even scripturally literate are trying to answer these things, and they're missing in a million miles. And God's saying to the preachers, get up and tell them. It's time to talk about what God's doing. People are seeking the Lord. People are seeking Christ. And if they don't find him in the church, where are they going to find him? I have a question. Where is the urgency?
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
Religious censorship continues to happen in high schools all across America. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son has to give a speech at graduation, president of student government. He was told specifically by the administrator that the speech has to be inspirational without religious reference.
Well, that's absolutely incorrect. The student, as the designated speaker on an objective criteria here as the president of the Student Government Association, is allowed to give the message that he wants to give, that he thinks appropriate, without censorship or government removal of religious references. It can include a religious reference, and the student government president allowed to speak is a position where he's been able to speak because of a neutral criteria. It wasn't based on religious beliefs or practices. He was the student government president, and they get to speak at the graduation. So he's really should be in good shape.
Have you been discriminated against because of your religious beliefs? Visit ACLJ.org.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. Mm-hmm. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're looking forward to hearing, soon you'll be hearing on VFN TV, a report from the summit taking place at Morningstar. We're excited about being able to share with you more details. We're going to have some folks there from VFN TV to be able to report to you. Because God is gathering. God is gathering those that are listening to him to prepare for what's about to happen. So make sure you stay tuned because there's more to come. Mm-hmm. There's more to come, and God's got a plan, and everything, you know, the God will let you believe what you want to believe to go where he wants you to go so he can do what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. Ask Pharaoh. So it doesn't matter, you know, what people are doing. God's plans are being fulfilled on the face of the earth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so be encouraged, and we hope to give you a great report, you know, from some more details on that. Well, if you didn't get a chance to find out those segments about the series called Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day, take the time to go to VFNTV.com, go to The Torch, and you have series there on The Torch, and you can watch these series, you can listen to these series. It doesn't take a lot of time. Just do it over a period of time and get that inside of you, because this is exactly what's going on. As we talked about yesterday or a previous program about, you know, we're being handled the way a dog handler will handle their dog. America's being handled that way. But God talks about that in Jude, and we hopefully get a chance to talk about that, not this program, the future program, you know, the second part of that. But, you know, we're being handled. The question is, are we responding like animals? Or are we listening to what God, you know, is saying? So we'll talk more about that in the future. But you can watch it. You could learn what's going on. It's not really craziness going on. It's just craziness is being used to fulfill a strategy. It's all a strategy. And it's written in a book called Rules for Radicals. It was in the heart of Lucifer, according to this book, you know, mm-hmm. before, you know, things mm-hmm. happened here on Earth. And they attribute the whole book to Lucifer in the beginning of it, dedicated, but this is the systems that's being used right now, and our president taught it for 4 years, I believe, the reports are, and they both, himself and his, if you say that your brothers and sisters, because you follow the same mentor and the same teacher, then his sister, Hillary Clinton, that they both This is who they are. This is their mm-hmm. teachings they follow, and this is what they believe how things work. And anything dedicated to Lucifer, I doubt I would follow it. I would just, you know, I would just find another way.
That one, yeah.
You know, I just find another way. It makes you think about, we just got to go there. There's so many details in that. And secondly, there's another series about Nehemiah, the heart of Nehemiah, how to rebuild the church in America. We've got to get back on this journey, because we're going to be talking about in today's program, hopefully we get a chance to get to it, where women are being stolen as brides and being forced to convert to Islam, and then being forced into a marriage, And with that, in Nehemiah, he talks about it. He says, even your own body, you won't even own your own body. They'll own parts, they'll own your body. And what we're seeing is these women, that their body is being taken. It's being forced to be married to this particular man, this Islamic man, and being forced to have, quote, marital relations and sex with this man, while her husband was killed and her children were killed or enslaved. It sounds like Nehemiah, which means this, that if we choose to go in a rebellious way, you know, what will happen to our bodies? Are we going to cry out to God and say, you know, I can't believe, God, that you would allow this to happen to our bodies? And he's saying, like, you know, if you would have read and my word and spent time with me, this has happened again and again and again. It's because you gave yourself over to sin. You gave yourself over to darkness. You allowed darkness to organize you. You didn't follow the light. You didn't repent. You didn't come to me. You didn't listen to me. I would have reasoned with you. Even though I would have dealt with you, I would have reasoned with you, and this wouldn't happen. But you went that way. And so he says in Proverbs 1, when this thing goes down, he says, I'm not going to be gravely disturbed over it, because this is just the next step in the processes of how I created things. But you will come back. You will cry out. And so we'll have that hopefully for you in this program, if not the next, that they're just taking these women, and it's horrific. But the question is, that's the destiny of all those who turn their back on God. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about what's going on in Chicago. Simple Church is a group of believers that began to explore some time back, Tony and Felicity Dell, who I believe they're the ones that kind of founded it, as they began to explore things. I think they were more prophetic in how they did it, because normally what happens is, you know, the prophetic will come in and it just kind of blast this word out, but then the apostolic will come in and bring order to it. And so if you try to get total foundational clarity to just a prophetic word, you're missing the other part of the gift that comes in and takes what God is saying and begins to put order to it. But if you put all these things together, and it's like now all these years later, you have Simple Church meeting with, according to reports, 75 congregations in Chicago, November the 11th and the 12th, because the Center for Faith and Future, Storytelling is what the organization's called, they're putting $1.8 million in working with these 75 congregations to be able to transform them into the model of the 21st century faith communities. And so, you know, what we've been saying, what we've been talking about, and I don't know if we've even shared it on television, but or on the radio, but the Lord has shown me. He's shown me, you know, these ministers that you heard, even in that break, you heard Pastor John Kilpatrick talk about, you know, that they just keep talking about pleasing everybody and saying what makes people feel good. But that doesn't mean they're always going to do that. There's going to be a moment in time they realize this is not working. And if, in fact, they love God and they love God's people, they're going to do whatever they got to do to be able to shift from that to another way of being able to do it, so the church continues to grow. And so the word was, I mean, the Lord had this prophetic dream where I can't tell you who this particular leader was, but everybody would know who this leader is. That they came, this big, powerful, you know, great teacher, large, mega church, you know, comes to me and says, you know, I want to know how to do what's happening in Chicago. I want to know how to do what you're doing. And I'm laughing, thinking, right, you don't want to, and no, I'm serious. I want to know how to do this. And what it is like, it's being the church. The church is family. We talk about that, and we have a lot of segments on that. Hopefully there'll be some related links to it. But it's not complicated. But you notice that when the church forgot family, the family forgot family.
Mm.
When we didn't know how to be married to God as the bride of Christ, isn't it interesting that our brides and grooms don't know how to be married to each other?
Wow.
When we didn't function as family in the church that we're supposed to, family itself doesn't function as family. We think about it. When we allowed institutionalism to come over the church, then you're looking at institutionalism, government coming over the people in America. I mean, it's just like, ever how goes the church, so goes the nation. Ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And it's like, these things are intertwined. And so there is hope. We'll have more details about that on the VFN Torch. But cheer up. God has got a plan. He's unfolding it. And there's nothing more rewarding than family. There's nothing more rewarding. God's called us to walk out a joyful life. They wanted Peter to be set free from jail. They prayed. They were excited when he came. They were excited when Paul came. They cried when he left. I mean, how many people today, when a minister comes and ministers amongst them, do they actually cry when they leave? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's family when we're all like, hey, it's so good to see you. Yeah. And it's just like, and I can't wait because you're going to, I believe the church in America is about to experience the greatest blessing of all, which is we're called to be the family of God, Father God, our elder brother and Lord Jesus Christ. We're heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're called brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers in the Lord for a reason. And there's nothing better than hanging out with the family of God. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're just talking about what God is saying and some of the things that sharing some words about a spiritual avalanche, this huge mindset. And it's just so refreshing because, you know, when you're hearing from the Lord and the things that we've heard and I've heard, is after a while, you're just thinking like, I'd like to hear about something good. You know, I mean, right. is there something we prayed for a long time? You know, we pray for a long time. And part of one of the prayers that we were praying, you know, scripturally is like, Lord, let us know your heart, your feelings, what you're thinking. And it came to a point, it's like, you know, I don't think I want to know this anymore because it just felt so heavy and so broken. And so I don't think I have the grace. I don't have the ability in my humanness to be able to even tap in barely to your emotions, but I can't. And then we added to the prayer that you would give us grace to be able to handle this. And he did.
Yeah.
And because we don't want to, you lose your relationship with somebody when you're not willing to feel their feelings, you know, what they're thinking and feeling and empathize with them. And so don't lose your relationship and turn it over to religion. But in the context of that, God's heart's broken over all this. Mm. And then he began to tell us that, but if you're broken over this, it's nothing wrong with you. It's a good thing. As a matter of fact, he talks about it in Ezekiel, and he literally put a sign in the sky for us after a time of 7 days of prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. That he says, go down there, those that are broken over the situation, he's telling Ezekiel this, and put a mark on them. Put a mark on them so when this storm comes, that it won't affect them. Did he not do that? I mean, yes, he did that. Did. It's like, oh, my goodness, thank you, Lord. And literally
it's
put
in the sky.
It was in the sign in the heavens about it. And so if you're gods, and not if you say you're gods, understand that. Not if somebody tells you that you're gods, God's with apostrophe S, you know, you're possessive, that you are God's son or daughter, is that you know you're gods. You know what I'm saying? You're not like, I guess my pastor told me I'm saved. You know, I don't know. This is prophet that told me I have a call on my life. And like, no, dude. You know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You made him the Lord of your life. You hang out with him not because you have to, because you desperately want to. You want to be able to spend time with him and know what he's thinking and all. And so you want to make that decision. If you haven't yet, we have a way to be able to help you do that at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, Light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, they are, you know, we've talked about this before, and, you know, we're because it's so easy for us to see things, we always go, you know, I feel better when I actually see it taking place. That's why we have videos and pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, what you're seeing take place throughout, I mean, you saw it happen with Miriam Ebrahim. We talked about that in Sudan and women throughout the world. Happening in the Middle East, happening in Iraq, happening in Syria, all that ISIS areas going on, that they come in there, these radical, they're Islamists. They believe fully in the Quran. And you can find out more details about Islam on the VFN Torch to find out, you know, a better, more relevant understanding. But they believe that you can, in the act of jihad, you know, fighting on the behalf of their God, mm-hmm. Allah, that you can kill folk and you can take their women and you can force them to convert to Islam and force them into marriage. And that's actually going on. That's why when I hear women in America say they're supportive of this and they're even pondering the idea of this, when I see Hillary Clinton supporting this, mm-hmm. and, you know, with Hamas and the different things of going on, Hamas talks in Egypt, sure. happened with Morsi, you know,
Muslim Brotherhood,
instead of saying like, this is a huge violation of women. Mm-hmm. And it just shows you when your mind is darkened, you'll actually create your own death, your own bondage. You'll walk right into captivity. I want you to see this. We're going to see this taking place. CBN is just reporting on this. But then we're going to show you it actually taking place where they're taking this bride and forcing her, snatching her out of a car and taking her to be married. I mean, it's horrific. But first, watch this.
The Islamic State has flaunted their targeting of all non-Muslims, from their videotaped beheadings to their bombings of religious sites. They don't even have mercy on women and children. Now, some of the girls and young women have escaped their brutal forced marriages.
I have been sold in Syria. I stayed about 5 days with my two sisters. Then one of my sisters was taken to Mosul, and I remained in Syria.
This 15-year-old Iraqi girl was trafficked by ISIS into Syria, but escaped back into Iraq.
He told me, I'm going to change your name to Abir, so your mother doesn't recognize you. You'll become Muslim, and then I will marry you. But I refused to become a Muslim, and that's why I fled.
Amsha Ali is 19 and married with one son and another on the way. She and her boy were taken in August and held for more than 3 weeks before escaping.
I saw a lot of murders of Yazidis, but the killing was not the hardest part for me. Even when they forced my husband, brother-in-law, and my father-in-law on the ground to be murdered, it was painful, but marrying into ISIS was the worst. It was the hardest thing for me.
The ISIS terrorists consider Yazidis to be heretics, and they force the young women to convert, to flee their homes, or to die. Amsha somehow found her way back to what is left of her family, a fate better than hundreds, even thousands of other ethnic and religious minorities forced to become Muslim child brides. John Waggy, CBN News.
It's just horrific what you're seeing take place, but it's like, what are we really doing? I mean, and the answer, when you hear people saying they're trying to force them to become Muslim, they're saying their faith and saying that Allah is God, that Muhammad is his prophet, that Jesus Christ has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God, but he will help and be assistant to their gods, mm-hmm. basically. That she's saying that she couldn't convert. I'm sorry, I can't do this. But the answer is not military force. The answer is not air support. The answer is not sending our soldiers to this ideologue's crazy environment. The answer is you, the church. The answer is going in to tell, be like this lady who says, I'm sorry, I'm not going to leave my faith for your faith. I have faith in Jesus Christ. He is the only way to God. Every other way, this is what Jesus said. He said, he is the truth, the way, and the light. Any other way, there's no other way. He says, they're thieves and robbers. There is no other way. There's faith in things and stuffs and ideas and concepts, but it's not faith in God.
Yeah.
And so you can't just choose a faith and stay right with God. It's all, that's what separates God, is making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And so that's what separates all these false gods from a true God, because the only way to God is through his son, Jesus Christ. And so here you are. Imagine now your body is being stolen from you and being forced into a relationship. And I'm going to show you right now. We have footage of this bride, this woman, and she's been stolen. And there's a man in this, there's a man, an Islamic man in this house. And all these people, I can paint the picture for you. All these people are between the car, and she's in the back seat of the car, and she's screaming and crying, and she's holding on the back seat of the car, and they're snatching her out of this car. But understand, they're rolling out a white carpet up to the guy's house and throwing flower pebbles over her.
Wow.
While she's screaming for her life as they're taking her in as a stolen woman to be. And this is exactly what Nehemiah says. When I talked about Nehemiah, the heart of Nehemiah rebuilding the church, I talked, this is, he said, even our bodies were taken from us. I mean, is that not enough to see her pain to say, you know what? The answer is Jesus Christ. We got to start standing up bold for the Lord. Watch this. It'll just break your heart. She is being stolen. She's in the back of a car. Let me tell you what's going on. And they're pulling her out and they're fixing to take her and force her to convert to Islam, to be a Muslim, and to have sex with this man as his wife. Forced. Watch this tragedy. Here's the white carpet. Now they're throwing pebbles over her, flower pebbles over her. That's a Kyrgyzstan. That's Kyrgyzstan, where they're stealing a bride. And he actually did this as, this is how it happens. And they're celebrating this, according to reports.
Wow.
What if that's your daughter? What if that's your daughter? And we talked about this. I mean, plain as day, we talked about this in a segment we called Taken. This very thing, we called it, it's called Taken. You got to get it. You got to watch it. You got to listen to it. But it was amazing. This is exactly what happens. If we don't turn from our sin, understand the only reason anybody would have any power over you is because God would give him that power over you. When Potiphar told Jesus, don't you realize I have the authority to do this and do that, to let you go? And Jesus, and this is what we got to get. Jesus said, the only authority you have over me is what's been given you from above. Pharaoh, the only authority that you've been given, it's been given over me, is what's been given you from above. Nebuchadnezzar, the only authority that you've been given over me is what's been given to you from above. In other words, people can be given authority over you. You can be in a time of bondage and slavery and oppression because we turned our back on God. Yeah. But when Israel repented, God removed Nebuchadnezzar's rule, Babylonian rule over his people. It's like, let's don't walk into this captivity. We need to pray for these women, but we got to understand the answer is not military force. The answer is for you to begin to serve God, to live a righteous life, but to go into the mission field and begin to tell everyone that this is the only way to God is through his son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
All right.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy.
And we want to encourage you today. Listen,
right.
The Lord is a faithful Father. He is hope and love himself. He's compassionate. He's gracious. He's full of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And although he is sharing with us and letting us know that, listen, judgment is upon us, if we repent, if we cry out to him, if we seek him and humble our ways and acknowledge, Lord, we have sinned before you, things can turn.
Mm-hmm.
Things can turn. Things don't have to happen. And that is our desire, and that is our hope.
Right, and that's why it's so important to partner with us.
Yeah.
So we can continue to be that trumpet. That
absolutely.
Call.
Absolutely. Partner. We have all different ways how you can do that just by going to VFNTV.com. We have worked very hard to try to put things together in a way that you can easily find it. There's ways for you to partner as a sponsor. There's ways for you to partner as an underwriter. Just go to VFNTV.com and you'll see the torch on the right hand in the center of the page, and you'll be able to follow, has some hands around the torch.
Mm-hmm.
That's your hands. That's our hands. That's all of us holding the torch together so that we can continue to keep the light in this dark world, and so that others can come and be informed and grow in the things of God. Listen, we can do this when we have our eyes focused on Jesus and on him alone, and when we have our ears attentive to his very word.
You know, I'm reminded of a very successful young businessman, and he loved to buy his mother these exotic gifts for Mother's Day, and he ran out of ideals, and then he ran across these birds. These birds were cool. You know, they cost $5,000 a piece. They could dance, they could sing, they could talk. He was so excited, he bought two of them, sent them to his mother, couldn't wait to call her up on Mother's Day. Mother, mother, what'd you think of those birds? And she said, they was good. He said, no, mother, you didn't eat those birds. Those birds cost $5,000 a piece. They could dance, they could sing, they could talk. And she said, well, they should have said something.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, for a radio audience that didn't get a chance to obviously see that video, you can see that video of that woman being stolen to be a bride on the torch at VFNTV.com. But I want to paint a picture of what was going on. She was in the back of a car. There was people around the car, women holding their iPhones and men just going about their everyday life. Why this man reportedly is in this house that she's going to be forced to be married to and to convert to Islam. And she's screaming and holding onto the back seat of the car. Mm. And they're pulling her out. And the people around her are acting like, you know, well, you would in America. Somebody said, oh, she's just got cold feet. I mean, it was almost kind of that behavior in the crowd around her while she's screaming and fighting for her life. And they had to pick her up and tow her out of the car. And they rolled a white carpet out for her.
Mm-hmm.
And here she is screaming for her life. And she's on her knees, not wanting to go. And they had to pick her up, and they're throwing flower pebbles over her as they're picking her up and carrying her over the white rug, mm-hmm. you know, going up to the door. And they had to carry her in the door. I mean, that has a whole different meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's what's going on. Mm. That's Kyrgyzstan. This is reportedly on Fox News just this week on Megyn Kelly when she was interviewing one of the contractors. That he referred to Kyrgyzstan as one of our friends, and we should be launching these air raids coming out of Kyrgyzstan. That's our friend? We're friend with a nation that oppresses women like that?
Wow.
While we're actually criticizing people in our own nation who's just living for God. And we allow people in that faith to do that while our faith tells us to do. And it's some wild, dark times that are going on.
Mm.
But you can see that video on the VFN Torch for those that are in a radio audience. Go to VFNTV.com. Notice that, you know, as you're hearing us, quite often we're learning out loud. So, you know, we don't come to this saying we know anything or know everything, but we're willing to fumble our way through some things mm-hmm. and say, well, we said it this way, but we found out it's a little bit deeper than that. And at times, you know, we have a correction area. We're going like, you know, that was wrong and this is how it really is. But we're willing to learn out loud. We don't have time. This thing is going right now. We've got to learn out loud. We've got mm-hmm. to learn together, mm-hmm. walk together, and believe that God's going to speak to us on this journey. And that's what we're doing. We're not. And the thing about this is, if you listen to secular media, quite often they're not learning to do anything. They're just reading off whatever the prompter says. Right. But the ones who have an agenda or something of that nature, they're not even really bothering to learn much of that. But we just want to tell you up front, we're learning out loud, and because we love the Lord, and we know that we're speaking to the church and those that have gone astray possibly, or those that are being drawn back, you know, let's walk together as believers. Let's walk together and believe that God can speak to us on this journey, that we need to watch and we need to pray. And you can watch when you're watching VFN TV or listening to the radio program. Speaking of standing up for what's right, you know, what can we do? These parents in a particular school, I don't have that up in front of me right here. I don't know if you have it there. But that in this particular high school, it was a kind of a Christian community. And they're hearing all these laws come down saying you can't pray in school, you can't mm-hmm. do this. The children can pray, but the parents can't pray. Well, I mean, first of all, the First Amendment, you can worship God freely anywhere. Right. I mean, anyway, if you can have an iftar dinner in the White House, if you can have an iftar dinner, if you can have this Islamic celebration dinner, iftar dinner in the White House.
In the White House.
You can pray in school.
I mean,
come on. I mean, you can pray in school. If you give that kind of freedom, that you can have an anti-Christ mm-hmm. religion, anti-Jesus Christ as the Son of God religion mm-hmm. in the White House, and I'm not saying you couldn't. I'm just saying that happened. You right. can pray in school.
Right.
And in Hanover here just recently, parents showed up in support of their kids. And saying, you know, we can not only we're going to support our kids, we're going to go out on the football field and we're going to kneel before God and for mm-hmm. all of our kids. And we're going to fill the football field with parents and we're going to kneel before God and we're going to pray. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. And those that are listening on radio, you can see this on the VFN Torch. You got to see it. It's so encouraging. There's actually more of us than them, but we just got to be like this lady was reported by CBN just this week in Washington, D.C., when those 100 churches got together. Forgive me for being a coward and being fearful. I got to get out in the public, and I got to love God publicly. I got to put God, I got to write his word on my forehead. I got to write it on my hand. I got to put it on my doorpost. I got to put God out there and my relationship with him out there, and we'll find out there's more of us than there is of them. Take a look at these parents as they go out into the football. It's exciting. Watch.
It was just about getting the community together and supporting our school. I know the boys could pray on their own because we have a strong Christian community here, but I wanted to show our staff and our coaches and you know all the faculty that we support them.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That is Licking Valley School High School.
That's what it says.
That's what they report. Wow. Yes, it's Licking Valley. Those poor high school students.
Wow. Like, okay.
Anyway, welcome to Licking.
That
doesn't make sense. You know, come at your school, you could have like vocabulary, you have like dictionaries and, you know,
thesauruses. Wow.
You know, come up with something different. But they got a notice reportedly from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and they just stepped up and they just said, you know what, this is what we're going to do. And they put the T-shirts out, and you can imagine if your parents have been telling you to not compromise, but they've never walked out on the field that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You've been telling your kids to live a life that's right before God, but they've never seen your marriage live in a godly way, in a public way. And you're telling your children to make good godly decisions, but you don't even attend any kind of fellowship of believers anywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then, but then you tell your children in Licking Valley High School that you know to live for God, And the parents publicly before all their students went onto the same field that they go out and they play football on. I mean, think about it. And they knelt down before God, and all of us, we're seeing them now. We're broadcasting this all around the world. Right. And they bowed down and they said, you know, God, you're God. And they prayed. I mean, how powerful. Imagine now if every school, and I just want to encourage you, if you have not yet gone to the VFN Torch as you're one of the children, or one of the teens, or one of the students, you know, go to Bring Your Bible to School Day, go to Speak Out Day. We have so many things there for you as tools to be able to go into your school and to be able to share the gospel with your fellow students. We have an app. Download our app at vfntv.com. Go to the app and download it and realize it's time for us to stand up, no longer be silent, and not be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Acknowledge him as the way, the only way to be saved. God is the creator of all things in the universe. And he created the earth and all that was. And he formed us in his own image and his own likeness. And he sent his son to save us because we had fallen to sin. It's time for us to stand up and not be religious. Just be like these parents. You know, get a t-shirt, go out and just kneel down in humility, knowing that the eyes of God are upon you and saying, you know what? Boss man, boss woman, principal, superintendent, governor, mayor, we're going to serve God. Mm-hmm. We're going to bow down before that's him. Right. And we're going to, by God's grace, live a life that's worthy of the call he's placed on us. God bless. We'll see you on a future program.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. John, do you know the VFN TV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And yes, everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFN TV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VFN TV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, some any prophetic words that are coming out. You know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFNTV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.